Foo Fighters that has rescued. Those guys posted just a few hours ago, hey, our show is on sale. They're going to be here in Los Angeles at the BMO Stadium. August 9th, they're showing up with the Hives.
Sweet.
I love the Hives.
Same.
That's going to be amazing. And Chrissy Hynde and her Pretenders joining them on August 11th.
Great.
Of next year. The Foo Fighters there. If you can get tickets, if it hasn't sold out yet, that was like 5 hours ago.
Yeah.
Do. Because, damn, welcome home, Dave.
Can I point out that the font on your telephone...
It's massive.
It's so big.
I actually zoomed in so I could see it. But
that you, it only fits the word F-O-O. That's it on one line.
Yeah, that's very true. Grandpa can't see so well. So today's the big day, man.
Today's the big day.
Believe how hot it is out there in Indio and Coachella at the Empire Polo Field.
I haven't heard a temperature from out there.
It's got to be like 180.
Yeah, I would guess.
Because it's 95 driving in here in Burbank just a little while ago. And I'm like, oh, that's going to be warm out there.
But I got to tell you, I think it's a little better when it's hot out there than when it's cold at night.
Sure.
When it's cold at night, it's
very
brutal.
Yeah, and it does get a little cooler in the desert at night, as we well know. So that should be pretty nice tonight.
Yep.
And we'll be checking in, I believe, with Marcy sometime soon. She's out there. I think she's already pre-game quite a bit.
She's lost.
She's completely
Let's
lost.
Let's be honest. She doesn't know where she is.
You know how it is on the 10. You're like, which exit do I get off of? There's only 4,000 people. You're sitting in a huge line of traffic.
She drove there Tuesday. You know that. She's been there forever.
Yeah, she set up a tent somewhere on the side of the road.
On today's show, between 5 and 7, every Friday.
Yes, party!
We do the old request fest.
So you got some loud stuff in mind. Doesn't matter what it is. If we can find it, we'll play it for you.
Even if we don't normally play it, we might play it that way.
If we don't, usually.
Music festival nightmares, we'll talk about.
what an appropriate day.
And what a crazy Amish problem.
Excuse me?
There is.
Excuse me?
Yes.
I know. I would die in that lifestyle immediately.
Of course.
I wouldn't last a minute.
No electricity allowed.
Let's go put up a barn today.
Yep.
With no electricity.
Right.
Our buggy.
Mm-hmm.
But now what? Is it a problem? They're spilling over.
Oh, I'll tell you.
A lot of graffiti and
stuff. It's quite hilarious.
They're starting to rob people on the side of the road.
It's quite hilarious.
Cool.
And one American dollar.
Yes.
Is coming up next on 95.5 KLOS.
Shall we try and win you a dollar, Kevin?
Let's do, shall
All
we?
Right. I need dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Hey! So, I was happy to hear that you decorate for Halloween.
I do.
Our place is decked out. It's
is
my
it?
Favorite holiday by far. I mean, other than Arbor Day. I love Arbor Day.
Oh, well, of course. That's everybody's favorite.
So, I was thinking, you know, what is it that are the most popular decorations, the best ones to use for Halloween? So, I have a list of the 10 most used, most popular, most going to make your place look bitchin' or whatever. I apologize for bitchin'.
No, bitchin' is a very Halloween word.
So 10 of them, and if you can come up with 4 out of 6 guesses, then
right.
I'll give you a buck.
All right.
So what do you think?
Guess number 1 is a lock.
A lock?
There's no way that this is not in there, and if you say it's not, I will burn this place to the ground.
What is a lock? You mean
I'm saying it's a given.
Oh,
it's
I thought you meant like a,
no.
like a padlock
no.
or maybe like one of those moats.
No, I'm
things.
Saying what I'm about to say
oh, okay. All
has
right.
to be on that list, or the list is bogus.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Skeletons.
Skeletons are...
Don't
Definitely
you play the buzz. Don't you do it.
The...
Don't.
Yes, there they are.
Don't you... All right.
I couldn't see it.
I wasn't going to go on.
I don't blame you.
All right.
You would be right.
All right.
They are
so
the lamest,
one.
Though. We actually have one skeleton. It glows in the dark, but it's on the back of the bathroom door because it's really nothing. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, there's that guy.
Wow, bad mouth in the skeletons.
By the way,
time of year.
One American dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Spend one American dollar at Yamava. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit yamava.com.
Ghosts.
Ghosts are definitely on the list. They're at number 4 on your hit parade of
Excellent.
Halloween decorations. You're going to get this easy. I'm going to have to give you a dollar. Can I just give you a
you can give
fun
it to,
size
you can give
candy
me a
bar?
Preemptive dollar now.
Or a fun-size candy bar instead?
No, not fun-size. If you have a real size, yeah. I'm going to say vampires.
Vampires are not really on the list, but they're at number 11. So I'm going to give it to you. I'm just going to give it to you because I love
Excellent.
Halloween. So.
Excellent.
One more,
take
you
it.
Win your dollar.
I'm trying to think of what we put in the yard. Like headstones? Is that
you
the right word, headstones?
Houses that you see that have really gone all completely
yeah,
insane.
Love it.
And yes, tombstones is on
yes!
the list, which means, of course, that you win one American dollar. Yay!
I'm rich.
You are. You going to hand out this dollar to one of your trick-or-treaters?
God. God, no.
Well, we're very happy for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Number 11, it was Vampires, Spider Webs.
Spider Webs, sure.
Number 10, Tombstones is number 9. Number 8 is Coffins.
Coffins.
You gotta love a good coffin.
You don't see a lot of coffins, though.
Not very often. And then this is kind of a catch-all, and I love it, and we do have a few, the animated Halloween decor. So
what does that
stuff
mean?
Stuff that moves, you know? Like, it's, you know.
That's a lame answer for a top 10 list.
Spooky, Scary Skeletons is number 6. Fog Machines. I love a good fog machine. Yeah, is number 5. Ghosts that you got. Black Cats.
Bats. Oh, I never think of black cats.
And the one that I can't believe you didn't say, since we were talking about it all day yesterday, jack-o'-lanterns.
Yes, I'm very confused by that guy.
Right?
Because I thought jack-o'-lanterns were a thing until he said no.
No, and apparently that's the sold-out thing from, where is it from?
Yes, from Target. Yeah, yeah. It's $180.
You know, as long as we're talking about it, I think we should throw in one other thing. You know, your pal Mike, Psycho Mike?
Yeah.
I haven't heard this recording since we grabbed it, but this is from a couple of years ago.
Oh, it's hilarious, yes.
He said this.
Trick or treat, little boy, little girl. What's underneath there?
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
Where are you guys from?
Here.
What's your zip code?
911-08.
911-08?
All
right. More candy for you. Hold on.
Thank you.
Trick or treat to you.
All right, hold on.
Trick or treat to everybody.
Go back to the beginning of that kid. But he's trying desperately to not give candy to people that are not in the neighborhood.
Is that what he's
doing? So if people are bussing their kids in, he denies them candy.
Really? Ask their zip code or what city they live
in. Where are you from? He's trying to weed out the people that come in from other neighborhoods.
What does he say when they're actually, he's like, go away?
You'll hear.
Well, then, okay.
To teach you everybody in the world.
What's your name?
William.
William, where do you go to school?
Washington.
Where do you live?
A few houses down.
All right, candy for you. Hold on. You're the man, William.
Wow. Wow, this is scary. What's he going to do?
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
What's your name?
Jack.
Where do you live, Jack?
Down there.
What do you mean down there? How far away down there?
Like 7 houses.
Oh, okay, good, good. Candy for you. Trying to filter out the non-neighborhood kids, Jack. You know what I'm saying? Hey, wait. Grim Reaper, what's your name?
Leon.
Leon, where are you from?
Alhambra.
Alhambra? No candy for you. Next house. Next house. Hey, beautiful princess, what's your name?
Gigi.
What's that?
Gigi.
Where are you from?
Temple City.
No candy for you. Next house.
Psycho Mike! Unbelievable! Not really a bad idea, actually.
Doing good work.
Yeah.
You know anything about Amish people?
I know that they drive the buggies, and they don't have electricity, and they don't, they're very G-rated.
My family came from that area, my dad's
really?
Family. My dad's family came from that area.
Were they Amish?
No.
Oh, just
but
then.
Iowa, Ohio, in that area, there are a lot of Amish.
Gotcha.
They forbid owning automobiles.
Right.
Tapping electricity from public utility lines.
Right.
Owning televisions, radios, or personal computers.
Right.
Attending high school or college. Did not know that.
Oh, man, you're kidding. Is that legal? I mean, you can't go to high school?
Joining
I need to become Amish.
Joining the military.
Retrospectively.
And initiating divorce.
Wow. Hmm. Okay.
So it's interesting when a former Amish church member Eli Yoder went to TikTok on Wednesday to reveal that several members of the community were landed in hot water after the alarm went off a couple days ago.
Oh, the EAS alert?
The emergency broadcast system that screeched that scared all of us?
Which means not only do they have phones, they have to have electricity to charge said phones.
Yes, they do.
And to have probably Wi-Fi connections
Can
to
you imagine
the internet.
Being in an Amish community?
Man, and that noise goes off.
And making that noise that's so unbelievably loud.
Frightening. And then you're not expecting it. Most of the people there would have no idea it was coming.
They don't even know what that is.
Probably thought it was the end of the world.
He said several Amish men got shunned by the Amish church for having smartphones in their pocket when the emergency alert system went off.
Oh, no. Wow, that's cheating.
There's no way you could talk your way out of that.
No,
it just
fell into my pocket.
Right, I
was in town getting some grain and feed at the tack store.
So it sort of ruined some of their lives.
I can't blame them. I mean, how do you go this long without?
I don't know.
Boy, what a giveaway! Hey, what a giveaway!
So not good for them. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. October means it is hockey time.
Yeah.
Hockey is back.
Yeah.
And we have 4 tickets to see the LA Kings at a preseason game tomorrow night. taking on the Vegas Golden Knights. It's tomorrow at Crypto.com Arena. If you'd like to buy them, you can get your tickets at LAKings.com/tickets or be caller 25 right now and play hockey slang at 818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Is it October yet? Is shorthand for I'm ready for hockey to start again. I need hockey to start again.
You go to almost all of these games, too, don't you?
Yeah. There's not a better live sport to see in person. The LA Kings take on the Vegas Golden Knights in preseason action tomorrow night. We have four tickets, and we're going to use hockey slang to give them away. What is your name?
Fabian,
would you like to go to the LA Kings game tomorrow night?
Sure.
All right. I have a relatively easy slang word for you. If you can tell me what it means in the hockey world, you will win four tickets.
Let's go.
What does the word chirp mean in hockey?
Oh, chirp.
Come on. Can you give me that one? Chirp. To fan on it.
No. No, and I reject your anger. This is an easy one for hockey fans. I reject you totally. Hang up on yourself.
Enjoy your dial tone. Hi, KLOS, who are you?
Christine,
would you like to go to the Kings game tomorrow night?
100%.
Nice. All right, excellent. In hockey slang, what does the word chirp mean in hockey?
Chirp.
Oh, I don't know. I got a blank on that one.
Chirp.
We'll give you three more seconds to think about it. One.
Chirp means you didn't score a goal.
That is incorrect. Sorry. Thank you.
Nice try, though.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. What does the word chirp mean in hockey?
I'm sorry, chirp?
Yes, chirp.
Like talking smack.
Talking smack!
Hey,
that's right!
There
well
you go.
Done!
Yeah, we're going to start talking chirp about all them people.
You don't talk chirp, you just chirp.
Oh, I see.
You got four tickets to see the LA Kings in the preseason game. They're playing the Vegas Golden Knights tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena.
Sweet.
Congratulations. Everybody else can get their tickets at LAKings.com/tickets. Enjoy the game.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hell yeah. That is tomorrow night. Judas Priest taking the stage after AC/DC out at this thing.
Power Trip is here. More from Indio now on KLOS.
And who is out there but our pal JD. How you doing, man?
I'm baking, and not the good kind.
Well, it is 420.
Well, we'll be doing that. I will say it smells really good in the parking lot
here. I bet sure. It does.
Coachella, isn't that an Indian word for big bud?
I'll accept that, yeah. Sure.
I heard that a long time ago.
And I believe you're right.
Probably from you, Kevin.
That's probably true. So who you got out there? What's going on?
Hey, well, we're in the parking lot, and they're filing them all, and they're doing their thing and everything. But as usual, there's we got the bootleg T-shirt thing going on over here. So I want to just ask one of these guys if he can get your shirt. Dude, that's a cool shirt, man. What's going on? Hey, are you ready for the show?
Yeah, man. Thanks, dude.
Pretty cool shirt. How much do you pay for that?
Well, he's selling for 15, but I talked him into cheap for 20.
Yeah. He made a deal.
Got it, man. Got the cash.
Wait, so he's the buyer or the seller?
Of course, man. I've got to come up when you can.
What's your name, man?
Franco.
Where are you from?
I'm local, actually, from Indio.
Indio?
Yeah.
So this is like an invasion of your backyard?
Yeah, so I got to come up on these deals, man.
You should be the one out here selling these T-shirts, not buying them, man.
No, I'm a consumer, dude. Come on.
Looks like you're consuming something else, man. It smells really good. Is this your car right here?
Yeah, dude, for sure.
Are you selling any of that? I mean, I don't want to know. That's enough. Yeah, I got to go. I'm supposed to be working over here. Yeah, like that. No long lines. Come on out.
Dude, you've got to hook me up, man. If there's a dude with a car full of it out there, please bring a batch back.
We're exchanging information as soon as I'm done here.
Excellent.
Awesome. JD is live at Power Trip out there at Empire Polo Field, GNR, and Iron Maiden tonight. We'll be broadcasting live all weekend on KLOS.
What's up with Florida?
That's a good question, my friend.
People are investigating after the city of Fort Lauderdale lost $1.2 million in a phishing scam.
A phishing scam.
Phishing with PH, yes.
1.2 million. Oh, I see.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Fort Lauderdale police detective said Thursday that the city made a $1.2 million payment on September 14th, believing it was a legitimate bill from Moss Construction. So a dude that was acting like he was from Moss Construction sent them a bill.
I'm going to tell them that they owe me some money and I did some work for them. Right. You're so dumb.
Right. And he got $1.2 million.
Wow, how'd they even figure it out?
It was later learned the request for payment was fraudulent. City manager Greg, I can't say his last name, informed the mayor and other city leaders of the incident in an email Wednesday, providing some clarity on what led to the mistaken payment. Someone was pretending to be with Moss Construction, sent an email to the city's account payable division seeking payment.
Well, you know, that's, I mean, you know, bank error in your favor.
The scammer filled out the paperwork and had a blank check attached, they said.
Wow, a blank check.
Accounts payable checked the names, and the names matched corporate records.
Wow.
So they wrote a check to them for $1.2 million.
You know, I don't think we need to do this radio thing anymore. Let's just start telling governments to pay us cash. What do you think, Kevin?
Cities in Florida?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yes.
We're good. Iron Maiden playing tonight. Power Trip. It's 3 days out at Empire Polo Club, and it's all happening with KLOS. Thanks to Aaron Auto Group and also the RV. Miracle Mile RV Show is happening where the 10 and the 215 meet in Colton. And I do believe we have our pal Jordan out there.
The weekend you've been waiting for is finally here. Power Trippin' Live on 95.5 KLOS.
Greetings, Jordan. How are you, sir?
Doing? I'm doing great.
Hey, you're way off in the distance somewhere. I can barely hear you.
All right, you twist my knobs.
Oh, there you go.
I'm just hanging out.
Nice.
I can hear myself even. Oh, hey, Kevin, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, thank you.
You guys are drunk already out there, aren't you?
Oh, just getting it started.
Any tale of Heidi or Frank at this point, or are they somewhere?
I know that they're probably going to be making it out more likely tomorrow. But Johnny's on his way out. Marcy's on her way. And I'm hanging out with the KLOS street team right now. Just starting the torch.
Yeah, so what are the plans? What are some of the things you're planning on doing out there, like to the crowd or what have you?
Aside from a lot of high fives and free hugs.
Did you say free drugs?
Well, that's very cool of
you. Yeah.
Hugs are drugs. Nah, I'm just looking forward to seeing people and just being in the scene, man. Like, this Power Trip weekend's finally here. Yeah. We've been talking about it for long enough, so I'm pumped.
400 years, so only six bands playing. GNR, Iron Maiden, AC/DC, Judas Priest, Metallica, Tool. Who are you looking forward to the most, right, Jordan?
Honestly, starting out tonight, Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden.
Anybody who knows me knows that I got my job on KLOS by winning Iron Maiden tickets.
Beautiful.
So anytime I get a chance to see Maiden, I make a habit of getting out here. So I am so pumped on them. And then, come on. Iron Maiden, GNR, night one. This is just going to be great.
How many times would you say you've seen Iron Maiden at this point?
Six times.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Every time, with thanks to KLOS.
All right. Well, we'll be bailing you out come Monday.
Dig it. I took Monday off, so I'll see you guys.
Very wise.
Next Tuesday, huh?
See you next Tuesday. Right on, Jordan Live, out where these bands are going to be playing these guys this weekend. It's Metallica on KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And thanks to Aaron Auto Group and the Miracle Mile RV Show happening where the 10 and 215 meet in Colton. We are finally off into Power Trip. All weekend long, all the KLOS crew is going to be out there. Heidi and Frank broadcasting live. Everybody's going to be showing up, including JD right this second.
Indio is plugged in and turned up. More from Power Trip now on KLOS.
JD!
In
the house. Well, actually, outside. JD, how hot is it out there right now?
Oh, it's cooled off considerably now. I think it's down to 101 now.
Oh, it's just paradise.
Oh, man, the temperature just plummets, you know, after you get that late afternoon time out here in the desert.
You might see like 99 overnight.
Woo! Wow.
I'm not holding out hope for anything crazy like that, but maybe on the way home.
Sure,
I hope you brought your parka. So, what's going on? You actually in the venue yet? Are you seeing GNR running around backstage? What's happening?
Yeah, in the venue and Iron Maiden. As a matter of fact, we're sure we saw Bruce Dickinson walk by us here just a couple of minutes ago. He's draped in a Union Jack and he has some really jacked up looking boots and a bad haircut, half the beard shaved off. I mean, I've seen him do that before. So yeah, we think we had him loose in the VIP area.
Did you yell, Eddie? Adam?
There's so much Eddie out here, you can't believe it. Eddie is the greatest rock and roll merchandise thing I've ever seen in my life.
That is a
And Eddie's
fact.
Everywhere.
Nice.
What's it going to be like after Iron Maiden, that's a closing band, to then see Guns N' Roses?
Take the stage.
Yeah, you know, I figure Guns N' Roses got the closing nod because they're the air quotes local band, right? I mean, Iron Maiden is the visitors, right? I don't know. I wouldn't want to incur the wrath of Eddie. I wouldn't be the one to have to tell him that he's going on. Yeah, Eddie, you're the opener tonight. I'll show you open.
You know, like back in the old days when you were first getting started.
Right, right.
Right on. Well, you trashed that Motel 6 tonight, and I want to see some pictures of a Coke machine going over the side of the balcony.
I'm totally going to be in that KOS RV thing. I can walk over to that.
Oh, nice.
I'm not going to the motel at all. No.
Tip that
There's
over.
There's an RV for me to abuse somewhere.
Yeah, tip the RV over.
Tip it over. Tip it over.
Right on, JD, out live at Power Trip. We'll check in again a little later and all weekend long on this KLOS thing. We are broadcasting live from out there at Power Trip.
This is not a drill. Repeat, this is not a drill. KLOS is live from Power Trip all weekend.
And we are
from
Indio. Hey, now. Be quiet, lady. We are on with Jordan. Hey, dude.
Hey, Kevin Slogo. How you guys doing?
Good, man.
We are great. How you doing?
Oh, doing fantastic. Dude, great choice with that Green Man Alishi.
Wasn't that awesome?
Does it still have the two prongs when
I think it goes to three prongs, if you know what I mean.
Yes, definitely.
What's going on out there?
Oh, just enjoying myself. We just started cracking into the pool right now. So we are at the Airbnb that KLOS so kindly set us up with, and this is awesome. I mean, we're up against the hillside. We got a pool, a jacuzzi, and a fully stocked fridge.
Nice. That's the way to party, to festival, right?
We are getting it started. So I'm pumped right now. I just got off the road from like 3 hours, and yeah. Like I said, just super pumped to get it turned up and get out there and see Maiden and then GNR, and then we'll see what happens tomorrow with Priest and AC/DC. AC/DC, the one that I'm looking forward to seeing the most. If you haven't seen that that reel that Caleb has posted.
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Check that out. Yeah, I mean, they just bring it. I was just saying, it's probably, I mean, it's definitely my 10 favorite bands. I mean, I would love an AC/DC station. I just love them. And live, unbelievable. Just incredible.
That's the one band of this whole weekend that I haven't had a chance to see live.
Oh, dude,
is that right?
You're in for a treat and three quarters, my friend.
They also might be the loudest band ever.
Yeah.
Perfect. In concert.
Yeah. You know what? I hear too well already. So.
We're going to shut that down, that's for damn sure.
Well, you got Iron Maiden in about an hour. Do you think you'll be able to make it over there?
I believe so. Okay. We got hooked up with the location that's just down the street. So,
excellent.
You know how things work around here. Once we get going, hopefully it's all smooth sailing.
Yeah, so about an hour. It's going to be kicking off out there at Power Trip finally. And, of course, all the KLOS humans are going to be showing up. Marcy is on her way at some point. Heidi and Frank going to be out there. Our pal Jordan now. Have you seen Emo wandering around?
Not yet. I know that she. I'm probably going to meet up with her out there so we can do some stuff.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, Johnny. I know. No. The answer's no. I haven't seen her.
Better.
The only sad thing is that, you know, Ozzy wasn't able to make it. That was very, very sad. I was very sad. I'm glad he's taking care. I'm glad he's taking care of himself and doing everything. I was so happy how he, you know, held Judas Priest up and Rob, and it was like, you know, this is going to be amazing. So he's so cool. He's so great. We wish him nothing but the best. I was thinking we'd throw on some Sweet Leaf right now.
Oh, fantastic choice.
Right on, man. All right, well, we'll check in again with you very soon out there.
Look forward to it.
Right on, dude.
Thank you, man.
We are broadcasting live all weekend long, and we've been talking to JD and our good friend Jordan out there. And I think one more last check-in with Jordan before we split, and he goes and watches the show.
Power Trip is here. More from Indio now on KLOS.
Thank you so much for letting me chime in with you guys. I have my finest Hawaiian shirt on, and I am ready to go get my Iron Maiden. So, with no further ado, this is Jordan out for Power Trip Weekend, night one. Cheers, guys.
It's Friday, which means it's nothing but all request.
The All Request Fest, 818-955-KLOS.
Let it begin now.
Our All Request Fest, what would you like to hear?
I would like to request Iron Maiden.
Seems appropriate, all things considered.
Iron Maiden playing Power Trip tonight.
Who are you?
Adam from Anaheim.
You going to be out there this weekend?
No.
Go, 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 go. Just get a parachute and dive in.
All right.
Well, that was easy.
Iron Maiden playing tonight. Power Trip. It's 3 days out at Empire Polo Club, and it's all happening with KLOS. Thanks to Aaron Auto Group and also the RV, Miracle Mile RV Show is happening where the 10 and the 215 meet in Colton. What is it? It's huge. It has claws. It's the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
KLOS, hello.
Hey. Happy Friday, you guys.
Yeah!
To you as well.
Thank you. Hey, how about some Lynyrd Skynyrd? Give me back my bullet.
That's one of my favorites. Well, actually, they're all one of my favorites.
Cool. Well, let's play it.
The KLOS All Request Fest. That was a request.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. I'm thinking, can we hear some Judas Priest, Green Manalishi?
Oh, I love that.
Yay. Awesome. Well, I appreciate that much.
I can't imagine Mick Fleetwood doesn't appreciate that cover, right?
Right. I think Judas Priest killed it, though.
100%. Absolutely. Very good request. Who are you?
This is actually Blended Emotions.
Oh, no way.
How about that?
I love you. Your posts are awesome.
Oh, well, thank you.
We are very happy to do you some Priest!
Yay! Thank you, thank you. Bye.
Judas Priest cover by request in the KLOS All Request Fest. Of course, they are playing Power Trip, which is finally bleeding happening. Seems like it was coming forever.
It does. We've been talking about it for a year.
And they're going to be taking the stage tomorrow, Judas Priest will.
Hey, you guys. How's it going?
Great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And I want to say, first of all, I love you guys. They could not have paired two people any better.
That is very kind of you.
We're thinking of getting married.
No, but the topic. Anyway, I got a request for you guys. I requested this when you guys first started here and you loved it, and I know no one's played it since. Time Zone, World Destruction.
Killer request, Time Zone. Mr. Rotten and Friends, World Destruction.
We are doing the All Request Fest, 2 hours of live music by request. You can request on Twitter if you're still there at Kevin and Sluggo, or you can call 818-955-KLOS. KLOS, hello, it's our All Request Fest.
Kevin and Sluggo, how y'all doing on this Friday? I call you gentlemen, but I don't want to ruin your reputation.
Thank you. Thanks. We're doing great. You?
Good, good, good. But on my way home, going to my daughter's homecoming game.
Nice. Best of luck to her.
What do you want to hear?
If you guys could throw some Tool on, Vicarious.
You got it. Are you going to the show?
But, unfortunately, I'm not going to make it to Power Trip, but, man, I can't wait to see them live.
You got it, man. We'll definitely do you some Tool.
I appreciate you guys, man. Have a great day.
Thank you, man. Have fun tonight.
Take care.
Bye. How's it going? Happy Friday.
To you as well. You have a request?
Yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Never heard of it. By King?
You guys are funny.
Hello?
Hey. Hi there.
What's going on, guys? Happy Friday.
Yeah! Woo!
This would be up Sluggo's alley here. How about some Cult?
Nice. Anything in particular? Absolutely.
She sells Sanctuary. How about that?
Do you know who you have to thank for the All Request Fest?
Me?
Yamava.
What? Huh? Me? You?
Thank you, Kevin.
Uh-huh.
You're so wonderful.
Yep. It is time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. It is Power Trip Woo! Weekend. Finally, after talking about it for about 10 years, we will have KLOS peeps out there all weekend. Marcy and Heidi and Frank and the whole crew. So keep listening to the station for updates.
Yeah. And I'm off to pet the kitty for the weekend.
Enjoy. See you Monday. Peace out.
One last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen. The weekend.
What is a weekend?
It is Power Trip Weekend.
That's right.
And if you're heading out tonight, the set list times, Iron Maiden goes on at 6:45 and then Guns N' Roses at 9:25. And it's sort of the same on Saturday and Sunday. Judas Priest, 6:45, AC/DC at 9:25. And on Sunday, Tool at 6:55 and Metallica at 9:35.
And we have a hell of a lot of humans from KLOS out there. We're going to be broadcasting live. We'll check in another one very soon. Heidi and Frank, of course. Marcy is on her way right now. We just talked to Jordan a little while ago, and JD, so they'll be out there all weekend telling you all the horrible things that are going on and how you're missing it, and it's unbelievable. Tomorrow night, AC/DC, those guys right there playing with Judas Priest at the Empire Polo Field. It's Power Trip. It's finally here. And tonight, of course, it's GNR and Iron Maiden, Metallica and Tool on Sunday night, and we're going to be broadcasting live from Power Trip all weekend long. That'll be starting in just a little while. And, you know, if you're actually out in the area somewhere, Stop by and see us at the Miracle Mile RV Show, October 6th to the 15th, where the 10 and 215 meet in Colton. And if you're thinking, you're sitting in line right now, and if you're headed out there and you're on in traffic, mm-hmm. and you think it looks kind of hot, just got a weather report. It is, in fact, 101 right
Excellent.
Now.
Excellent.
So a little warm in the desert. So what's it going to be like with Guns N' Roses on stage out there tonight?
Pretty great.
Kind of loud.
Sure.
Sort of insane.
Sure.
We're going to talk to someone out there live pretty soon here out at the Empire Polo Field, because it is Power Trip, and it is Power Trip tonight with those humans there, and Iron Maiden as well, and then what's left of Marcy tomorrow. We'll be checking in occasionally.
Hi, it's Marcy. I had a lot of fun last night. How did Power Trip?
Turn on my machine.
It doesn't work, sir.
What?
Oh, hold on a second. Now it does. I fixed it. Okay.
She is not well. She's not well. She's not well.
That's right.
Talking about Marcy.
That is exactly her. Tomorrow, our local favorites, Dirty Honey, they were amazing on the KLOS live stage, and we're going to get some more of those kind of shows fired up, hosted by Matt Pinfield, and get you into those secret little shows down the line. Speaking of live shows, JD, who you hear on the weekends here on KLOS, is out there at Power Trip. We're going to check in with him in just a matter of moments.
Is he sober?
I don't know.
Okay.
I can't imagine he is. I'll be disappointed if so. We'll check in with him in just a few minutes.
Of the world. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We will go back out to Power Trip and check in with them in a minute.
Yeah, there's a whole ton of people going to be out there this weekend. If you're going to be stopping by, look for us in the RV lot. Frank and Heidi and Marcy and Jordan and Johnny and Emo and Corey, and everybody's out there. God!
Power Trip survival tip number 33. The flowering desert cactus has tiny spines that protect it from predators. Your spiked leather armband does the same thing, but won't be allowed in the venue. So be nice.
Tell me why I had to be.
Power Trip survival tip number 45. Getting separated from your friends can be a hassle, so wear colors that will stand out, like black.
While still getting their start, Pink Floyd played a little set at the Miss Teenage Brighton contest in Brighton, England, on this day in rock in 1967. Any chance you saw the Doors perform with a Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and the Sunshine Company at the Cal State Gymnasium here in L.A.? If you did, that was on this day in rock back in 1967. Thank you very much, Barry Zuckerkorn. It was on this day in rock in 2016 when Prince's Paisley Park compound opened to the public.